أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يرمون المحصنات الغافلات المؤمنات لعنوا في الدنيا والآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم. يوم تشهد عليهم ألسنتهم وأيديهم وأرجلهم بما كانوا يعملون. يومئذ يوفيهم الله دينهم الحق ويعلمون أن الله هو الحق المبين. صدق الله العظيم. These are those ayat that we had begun discussing with regards to the scandal against our mother, Hazrat Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And now as these ayats terminate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates in ayah number 23 of Surah An-Nur, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Certainly those who cast or level allegations against the muhsanat, those women who are chaste, al-ghafilat. Ghafilat, if we translate it into English, it will mean naive. But here it is not in the meaning of naivety insofar as all aspects of life is concerned, but it refers to naivety in matters of this material world. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and the likes of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. On the one hand, the chastity of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha could have never been denied. Secondly, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was in the household of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She was the daughter of Siddiq Akbar, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In matters of deen, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was in the forefront. She was amongst those that had taught many a great tabi'i who had learned the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from her. But in matters of this material world, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha did not have too much of knowledge. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to her as ghafilat. So although we will use the word naive, it is not a correct reflection on the integrity of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Al-mu'minat. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are those believing women and you level allegations against them. Now a similar ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already revealed before this, an ayah that we studied, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ. There we discussed certain aspects, but in that ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, thereafter those who had leveled these allegations, or those who had spread the scandal about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, they had made tawbah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about those who after either leveling the allegations or spreading the scandal did not make tawbah and did not seek forgiveness from Allah. And secondly, they did not have any thought about retracting from their thoughts of the integrity of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. For them Allah says, لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. They have been cursed in this material world and they will be cursed in the hereafter. The word la'anat of Allah means that al-bu'd min rahmatillah, that those people will be cast far away from the rahmat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is a waterfall that is coming down, there is rain that is coming down, and a person is removed from that rahmat of Allah. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will curse them in this material world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will curse them in the hereafter. In other words, they will be deprived of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And reinforcing and qualifying this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says for them is a great punishment. Amongst them, who were these people that Allah is referring to? In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we discussed, there were some sincere sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam who fell into the scandal, but they had made tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat. They sought the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they have been excluded. So in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this referred to the munafiqeen that did not retract from their thoughts about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who still had ill thoughts about Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And coming down in the generations are those who call themselves Shia, the Shias, in other words, those
who have disbelieved in certain aspects of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatness of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and solely because Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha happens to be the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and because they have some ill thoughts about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, they have included Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and attacked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and hence some of them have even said that when the Imam Ghaib, that Imam of theirs that has for so many years now been lost in a cave, when he comes back, wa na'udhu billah, he will resurrect Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he will lash Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and give her the had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa na'udhu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says further, this adhab azim, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, what is the prelude to that? Yawma tashhadu alayhim al-sinatuhum wa aydihim wa arujuluhum bima kanu ya'malun. That on that day, the day of Qiyamah, their tongues will bear witness. Now in one ayat in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim. There Allah ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal their mouths. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, their tongues will give evidence against them. How would this happen? When a person begins to dispute with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to one's deeds on the day of Qiyamah, and we can see how severe Allah Rabbul Izzat is dealing with this matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the tongue, the mouth will be sealed, but without any control from their sides, the tongue will begin to speak. In other words, they will not have control. In this world, we do have control over our tongues. We can say what we intend to say. But there they will have absolutely no intention, and the tongue itself will begin to talk despite the fact that the mouth is sealed. As the Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, or alternatively, the mouth will be sealed and perhaps thereafter Allah will unseal it, and then the tongues will begin to speak against them, and also their hands will give evidence against them, وَأَرُجُلُهُمْ, and their legs will give evidence against them, بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, of what they had been doing in this material world, making special reference to those who had leveled these allegations against Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And at this stage we can also understand that anyone that levels any allegation against the ashab and the companions of our Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a very severe dealing. Concluding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذٍ يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. On that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the complete jaza, or the complete recompense, and that is the punishment from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Al-Haqqa will be complete and true, and there will be no doubt when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes the punishment. وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينَ. And then they will come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the manifest truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate truth. Allah knows the truth, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accordingly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our tongues. May Allah protect our hearts and our minds from speaking ill of the Ahl Bayt and the Ashab of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Brothers, there's a change in the Jummah program, inshallah. Ma Suleiman Mullah will be addressing us on Jummah. Brothers, requested to spread the message, inshallah.